Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Jennifer Duplessis. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. Jennifer is a certified mortgage planning specialist. We're going to talk a little bit about that with the Kearney Lending Team, which is part of George Mason Mortgage. And as a team leader, Jen is a veteran in the mortgage industry. Throughout the course of her almost 30-year career, she's generated a comprehensive knowledge base regarding every aspect of a loan transaction, from real estate to underwriting, mortgage lending to its tax implications. Jen assists her clients down every avenue in which they could possibly need assistance. Her skills expand well beyond the scope of mortgage lending, including mentoring, business planning, and education in the areas of financial planning, as well as sales to her referral partners. Jen, where are you from originally?
Originally from Colorado.
And what brought you here to the Washington, D.C. area?
The mortgage market.
Is that
in right? 1989.
Mm-hmm. So were you in the mortgage industry already out in Colorado?
I was. Yeah, I was.
And it was because this market was hopping and Colorado wasn't?
It was because Colorado wasn't hopping.
Okay.
Yeah.
This market's done pretty well.
Oh, yeah. It's been
wonderful. In
terms
of real estate, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been wonderful for us. We've been here a little over 20 years, and we love it. This is home.
Now, where are you located? I know you're part of George Mason Mortgage, but mm-hmm. Where are you located?
Our offices are in Leesburg and Fairfax, so we work out of both offices.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I heard tell that you are a certified mortgage planner. What is a certified mortgage planner?
Well, thank you for asking. It's a specific designation that goes above and beyond loan officer as
okay.
a title. So whereas a loan officer is typically going to be quoting rate, selling products, never showing up at a closing, never to be heard from again.
Right.
A certified mortgage planner is going to be very involved with the client's financial picture for a long time.
All right.
We're going to look at cash flow analysis. We'll look at tax benefits. We're going to look at all of the equity strategies for real estate to make their mortgage more than just a glorified debt, but a way for them to build wealth.
So you have to go through a certain amount of education to get the certification, don't you?
Yes, correct. In fact, we applied and received our certification years before the licensing requirement was required in mm-hmm. our area. So it's something that we took on upon ourselves just to make us different and to ensure that we were providing the best quality service to our clients in our practice.
Do you have annual continuing education requirements that you
yes.
have to satisfy to maintain the certification?
Yes, we do. In fact, our certification process is above and beyond the licensing requirements.
I see.
So we do a lot more than they have to.
Who maintains the certified mortgage planner designation? Who actually monitors that? And
the Certified Mortgage Planning Institute.
Okay. Well, that sounds. So what makes you different from other lenders then? I mean, it sounds like it's a logical next step question. If you've got the certification, I guess that yeah. would be one thing that distinguishes you.
Yeah, it does make us quite different. Loan officers, you know, they're a dime a dozen. You hear about loan officers all the time. You can find them at the local bank, but they've only had maybe 5 or 6 months worth of experience. And what we wanted to do is separate ourselves and provide our clients in our practice with more hands-on education and not just quoting interest rates.
But when I'm shopping for a mortgage loan, the biggest issue for me is what my interest rate isn't it?
Yeah, I hear that all the time. It's funny how the interest rate is such a priority when someone's going through the process, yet 6 or 7 months later, if you ask that same person what the rate is, they don't remember what the
okay.
rate is. But
I can't remember my rate on any of the mortgages.
Right. But what they can remember is whether or not they had a good experience with their lender, and even if they know their lender now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in our business, you can ask any one of our clients, and years after doing a loan with them, they know exactly who we are.
And it's not just about the loan itself, right? I mean, you're
Correct.
Doing a whole lot of other analysis, and you're making introductions of other people into the process to help people succeed in whatever walk of life they're in. So you're not just a loan officer. You're not just even a mortgage lender. Tell me a little bit about your whole philosophy because I found that interesting.
Yeah. And I'm smiling as you're asking that question because we're so tickled about that. You know, one of the things that we've always wanted to do is achieve our success through noble activities. And part of that is not just, again, quoting interest rates and just being a salesperson, but being an educator, collaborating with the resources that we have available around us, whether it's a financial planner or a CPA or an attorney to schedule, you know, to put together a will for clients. Mm-hmm. We believe that pulling all of those entities together is in the best interest of the client. Whereas if I were just simply quoting rate, I'd be looking out for my best interest.
Okay. I mean, that really distinguishes you from most mortgage lenders. I don't think I've ever met anybody other than somebody who's really willing to network a client with somebody who asks the question. You're proactive about this? Is that when you sit down with the client, are you pretty much asking them a whole bunch of questions?
We are. We're asking them both the financial aspect of things. Who is their CPA? Most of the time, clients don't have a CPA. They mm-hmm. are trying to do things online.
Right.
And by the time they're finished with us, they'll have a CPA because we feel that they need to sort of grow up in the financial world and grow to that point. Notwithstanding that, everyone that we work with will end up having a will because it's so important. We have clients who come in with children that haven't even bought a house who don't have a will.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they're finished with us, they're going to have a will just for their protection.
So do what's in the best interest of the client. Always look out for the client.
Always.
That's a great philosophy. You're going to get a lot of referrals, not only from us, but from other people all around the area just by mm-hmm. having that whole philosophy about the way you treat your clients. I know that there are a lot of myths about mortgages in today's market. And I just want you to alert the listeners as to what some of those myths are today.
Yeah, well, I think the most important one that is in front of us right now is the thought that you must have 20% down.
Okay. You don't have to have 20% down?
No, we still do 100% financing.
Really?
Yep. And 3% finance, 3% down, and all of those programs are still available, and discussions obviously are happening right now, but it doesn't look like it'll go through, thankfully. But right now, there's still all of that available, and when clients hear that kind of word in the news, they back off of the fence, and we're trying to help people understand that that's not the case. We need to continue moving forward. There are plenty of opportunities available. And that leads me to the second myth that banks aren't lending.
Mm-hmm.
We're lending. We're busy. We're super busy and we're doing purchase transactions. People are buying.
When you talk about 100% financing, what does that involve? I mean, obviously there's a first mortgage that is at a lower rate, but is there always the need to achieve 100% financing? Is there always a need for a second or a third mortgage?
I've never done a third mortgage.
Okay.
The first-time homebuyer programs are still available with 100% financing.
Okay.
Some have a single trust and some have a second mortgage.
If you're not a first-time homebuyer and you're somebody like me who's owned several homes and you're just trying to make sure that you get some value out of your property, what advice do you have for us where the mortgage is maybe high compared to what the current fair market values of these properties are?
Well, for refinances, unfortunately, our government right now has a lot of programs out, but we call them Swiss cheese programs because there's so many holes in them. They don't fit every client, and it's unfortunate, but I'm not going to be able to answer your question mm-hmm. directly because it depends on the client's needs, and
right.
that's why we do that analysis in the mortgage planning session so that we can assess exactly what their situation is. Oftentimes, we're telling them not to refinance, and they don't understand that because most loan officers would want them to refinance.
Right. I mean, refinancing is how you generate fees for yourself and more income, right?
Yeah, except that I don't do hardly any refinances, maybe one or two a month, maybe. So what we do is we call it an emotional refinance. And what we do is we work to restructure the loan emotionally and mm-hmm. try to achieve equity through revamping the loan in its current state to fit the client's budget.
So what is it? Give me more details. Give me an example of how an emotional refinance might work.
Right. Well, it might be a client. Recently, I had a client who has an adjustable rate mortgage, can't refinance, worried that the rate's going to 18%. And when they come in and talk with us through our mortgage planning sessions, we find out that actually their rate's going to go lower for the next couple of years, and then we look at what the future might hold. And so if they're so willing to do a refinance today and turn their current interest-only loan into a principal and interest loan, then we say, you know what, let's start paying the principal and interest on it and lower the balance on the loan. Or better yet, depending on the client, let's divert those funds into a savings account so that when the time comes, you can apply it to the mortgage. And then that way, cash is king.
Yes.
And that way I can, again, collaborate with the financial planner to help the client see better improvement on their cash flow.
I liked your last suggestion, not necessarily putting it into the mortgage itself, but putting the cash aside. Because if we put our money into the mortgage in a market where the real estate prices, including in Loudoun County, are still, in some cases, dropping, then we're investing in an asset that's depreciating.
Correct.
So that's not necessarily the best financial advice.
No, and you know, a lot of people have called us, not our current clients, but other clients that are coming our way now, have called and said, you know, I've given the lender $100 every month for the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've lost my job. Would it be okay if I didn't, wouldn't they understand that I've sent that $100? And I said, well, no, because you were only required to do that. But imagine if you had put the $100 into a bank account during that 7 years.
You'd have cash to live on.
You'd have cash to make your mortgage payment while you get a job, and now your mortgage is late and no one will touch you.
When you give these mortgage planning sessions, are you charging a fee to the people that utilize your services?
Absolutely not. I can't. As a lender, I cannot do that.
So this is a great opportunity, listeners. If you're listening to Jennifer Duplessis, you need to call her so that you can get her assistance, because she's not going to charge you for the assistance, but she may have some very constructive suggestions for you and hook you up with other people that might be able to assist you on the financial planning front, on the tax front, on the legal front, on the accounting front, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. She's looking out for your best interests. This is an unusual interview. I've never had an interview with a mortgage lender who has that kind of philosophy, but it's a good philosophy.
Thank you.
You're with the Kearney team at George Mason Mortgage. And one of the other questions I had for you was, what do you consider the biggest challenges that you're facing in lending today?
The biggest challenges that we're facing in lending today is that clients feel that they're ready to pull the trigger and they call us and they're not ready. And what happens with people, I think, is that when they feel that the timing and the desire are at the right point, they'll call the lender and think they're ready to go.
Yeah.
And I hate to be the person to provide them with that disappointment, but say, you know, maybe we're another 6 or 12 months out there. So rather than, my recommendation would be, rather than listening to what you hear in the news, come to the horse's mouth, me, and let me help be your GPS. Let me guide you through all the changes that have happened in the industry. You know, another myth is that the stated income programs are available for self-employed people. Usually with self-employed, I need 2 years to work with them to get them to the point where they can have a perpetual approval. And so that's something that I would just encourage people to do, is get with a lender today.
Mm-hmm.
Let us help guide you to where you want to be in a couple of years. Don't think that you know everything about that and want to come and then come to us only to be disappointed. There are a lot of bankruptcy and foreclosure clients that know, they've heard that if they wait 3 years, they can come back.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're calling me and they're saying, it's been 3 years. And I say, well, that's great. What have you done in the last 3 years?
Right.
Well, nothing really. And I say, oh, I wish you had called me the day that it happened. And I could have helped guide you through that whole process so that today when you called me, it would be a happy day.
So a certified mortgage planner such as yourself,
mm-hmm,
will help guide the client through and navigate through these tough times, through the waters that they may not have anticipated that you have the ability to help them with.
Absolutely.
So I'm really pleased that we've been able to make your acquaintance with, you know, a minute and a half left in the interview. What other aspects of your business do you want to tell us about?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I want to talk about our Adopt a Mortgage program.
Okay.
You know, I'll ask a lot of clients, who's managing your mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
And the typical response is,
no one.
Well, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, U.S. Bank.
Right.
But they're not actually managing your mortgage. They're just receiving your servicing, your mortgage statement. So the question is, who is managing? And if you don't have a loan officer or a lender who is continually touching you and reaching out to you on a regular basis, one who's a relationship-driven rather than transactional-driven, then call us. We're adopting mortgages, helping you through that process when you've been orphaned by your last lender.
How do we get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with us is to email us, our whole team, at kearneylending@gmmllc.com.
And that's K-I-R-N-E-Y. K-I-R-N-E-Y.
Right. Okay. That's my son and my daughter's names mushed together.
Well, thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And everyone, join us next week for another special topic and special guest on Blueprint for Wealth. Have a wonderful week.